There's Peanut and Bootsy and Choppy, Niles, Sassy Mae, Mr. Bojangles, Gypsy, and Princess.
Don Green is the president of Evergreen Memorial Trust.
People are devoted to their pets, love their pets, and as you can see, we've got flowers and memorials and a couple Easter decorations.
Separated by shrubs, this part of Vinton's Mountain View Cemetery is for pets only. But a new state law, which takes effect July 1st, will allow graveyards to designate areas for humans and their pets to be buried side by side. That's one reason why Tom Ricosi, who's cared for 11 dogs, decided to move to Abingdon from Ohio.
From my wife and I, our dogs, they're our family. Loved ones could come with two legs or four legs. And our dogs, for the last 40 years of our marriage, have been our family. We have no human children.
Kelly Ferris, a Ferris Funeral Service in Abingdon, spearheaded the legislative effort. A few years ago, he and his family set aside land for a future Garden of Loyalty.
I think that we're just progressive, and we thought of something with the help of our clients, basically. To me, it was a common sense thing to do.
In addition to drawing new pet-loving people to the state, observers say this legal change could mean more business for people who make and sell caskets for dogs and cats. Virginia joins just two other states, New York and Pennsylvania, in allowing people to be buried beside their pets. I'm Beverly Amsler.